From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Musician John Mayer among those who paid tribute to Michael Jackson today at a memorial service at the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Mayer performed Jackson's hit Human Nature. The Reverend Al Sharpton and a host of others also eulogized the late entertainer.
I first met Michael around 1970, Black Expo, Chicago, Illinois. Reverend Jesse Jackson, who stood by his family till now. And from that day as a cute kid to this moment, he never gave up dreaming. It was that dream that changed culture all over the world.
Today's ceremony featured a choir serenading Jackson's golden casket. It was carried by many of the major broadcast networks across the globe. Just over 8,700 people were chosen by lottery, received two tickets each to attend Jackson's memorial service. Michael Jackson died last month at the age of 50. Reports from China indicate more than 150 people have been killed in fighting between Muslim Uyghurs and ethnic Han Chinese. The local government has imposed a curfew to limit violence there. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in the provincial capital, Urumqi.
The violence started on Sunday night with Uyghurs protesting an earlier clash on June 26th at a toy factory in southern Guangdong province. That turned violent with many rioters attacking cars and passersby. The death toll was at more than 140 then. It's now risen above 150 with more than 800 people injured.
Tensions have risen between the two sides since Han Chinese began moving into Xinjiang province in large numbers. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford says he will work to win back the trust of his fellow Republicans. The state party executive committee voted to formally reprimand Sanford last night after he took a secret trip to Argentina to visit his mistress. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In a brief statement from his spokesman, Sanford says he appreciates the position of his party, and he repeated his promise to stay on as governor and work to regain the public trust. The state Republican Executive Committee debated nearly 4 hours on a conference call how to respond to Sanford's behavior. In the end, they agreed to censure him, calling his conduct below the standards expected of Republican elected officials. But that decision was not unanimous. Some Executive Committee members wanted to go further and call on Sanford to resign. Others argued that the party should have issued a statement supporting the governor. Sanford has stayed out of the limelight for about a week now, after giving an interview to the Associated Press in which he called his girlfriend his soulmate and admitted to, in his words, crossing the line with more than one woman during his 20-year marriage. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 161 points, a drop of nearly 2%. The Nasdaq was down 41 points today. This is NPR. An official with the Honduran Supreme Court said today that political amnesty may be possible for ousted President Manuel Zelaya. According to the Associated Press, a Supreme Court spokesman said the government could push for political amnesty, though he said such a decision would be up to lawmakers. The interim government in Honduras has said if the president returns, he faces arrest for 18 alleged criminal acts, including treason and failure to implement laws put in place by the Honduran Congress since he took office in 2006. Zelaya was ousted in a coup last month. He tried to fly home on Sunday, but the interim government stopped his plane from landing. Lance Armstrong stormed into second place in the Tour de France's fourth stage today. He is now less than 1 second behind race leader Fabian Cancellara, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Television announcers went wild as Armstrong pedaled over the finish line. He missed taking the lead rider's yellow jersey from Swiss rider Fabian Cancellara by a split second. Armstrong's Astana team won the fourth stage team time trial. The 24-mile twisting course in the city of Montpellier was made more difficult by the fact that each team needed to ride together to receive credit for their best possible time. Sports commentators said the Astana team took every curve as if it knew the course by heart. The 37-year-old Armstrong began the day in third place but gained ground on Cancellara as his team Astana powered through the 24-mile race. Astana's supposed top rider and tour favorite Alberto Contador has been shown up by Armstrong in the last 2 days. Contador is now in third place overall. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Crude oil futures prices fell today. The price of crude was down $1.12 a barrel to settle at $62.93 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.